This is Radio 4.
My name is Brian Reginald Strudwick. My name is Alex Reginald Strudwick. My name is Alex Hurricane Strudwick. Yeah, on the black. You've heard about the year of the rat. Well, this is the year of the hurricane.
And now we're going over to Manchester for A Pocketful of Dreams by Stuart Carr. With Stephen Tompkinson as Alex Hurricane Strudwick, Paul Angelus as Methodical John Jackson, Brian Glover as Sid, Kenneth MacDonald as Ken, and Julia Ford as Sharon.
Sharon!
I'm sorry, Mr. Jackson, I was in the loo.
Where is everyone?
I've gone to lunch.
It's not 1 o'clock yet.
There's a sale on at Wonder Girl. I'm holding the fort.
You? What about the girl doing the translating?
They won't be long.
That's not the point. This is a crisis, Sharon. Do you know what that means?
We're a bit pressed.
You could say that, yes. I prefer crisis, but pressed will do.
Oh, good.
I said it'll do.
Yes, Mr. Jackson.
That's better. Now, what's happening tomorrow morning?
You've got to be in Bradford at 8 to have breakfast with the people from Tokyo.
Correct. And what will I be needing?
The finished report.
The report, yes. Not a 10 quid 90 from Superwoman.
Wonder Girl.
Don't contradict.
Sorry, Mr. Jackson.
And sit down.
Yes, Mr. Jackson.
Glasses off, Sharon. This isn't dictation, it's conversation.
I'm sorry.
You're always forgetting. You forget everything I tell you. Well?
Well, what?
The report. When will it be finished?
Oh, midnight at the latest.
Midnight?
Yes. I'm doing as much as I can till 5, and then Linda will finish it off. She's going to take it round your house and put it through the letterbox.
Does she know where I live?
We'll draw her a map.
Good. So it's all sorted out?
To the last detail. Can I go to lunch
in
now?
In a minute. I want to have a serious talk with you, Sharon. Here. Have a toffee.
Oh, thanks.
It's the same for all of us, Sharon. Work, work, work. It's all work. We never get to see the other side of each other. Me running this outfit, you grinding away all day on a word processor. It's a charade. I mean, who am I?
You're Mr. Jackson, the boss.
No, who am I really, behind all that? Who's the real me, the hidden me, waiting to be discovered?
I don't know.
That's because you're a victim of circumstances.
Am I?
Of course you are. Look at yourself. You're not Sharon Arkwright.
Aren't I?
How could you be? I ask you. Sharon Arkwright. Just take a look at yourself. Go on, put your glasses on. There, that's better. You should have a name like the Hallelujah Chorus.
What's wrong with Sharon?
Everything. It's got no poetry, I mean. Sharon Arkwright, Sharon Arkwright, Sharon Arkwright, Sharon Arkwright, Sharon Arkwright. Can't you see? It's hopeless.
I'd better get back to work.
That's what you've become. That's what we've both become. Automatons. Office machines. We talk about George Wolfgang Mozart and you want to run off to a word processor.
No, I don't. I'm hungry. I want me sandwiches.
Sandwiches? I'm talking about art, Sharon.
You mean pictures?
Everything. In the space of 2 years, I've turned an angelic chorus into a brass band. And it's got to change. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Right. What are you doing tonight?
Just tell Methodical John it's all fixed for 8 o'clock tonight and that I called. Alex Hurricane Strudwick. That's right, Hurricane. Yes, the world title. He'll know what it means. Bye. I've had enough of being me. 30 years of Brian Strudwick's more than a bloke can stand. The way I see it is, when you wake up and you don't like what you see in the mirror, the time's arrived to cut your losses and get out. That's where Alex fits in. With me having ceased to exist as a commercial proposition, the freehold of Brian Strudwick had become vacant. I was ready to assume the identity of someone else. Someone who was rich and famous. The metamorphosis of Brian Studwick into Alex Hurricane Higgins was thus completed in good time for the new me to take the stage, as usual, in the finals for this year's World Snooker Championships.
So, where's he taking you?
He won't say. It'll be bohemian.
You mean a bistro? Oh,
probably. The sort of place where poets go.
Oh, fancy that.
Makes a change to find someone sensitive. Hey, Julie, can I start your strawberry body soap?
No.
Oh, go on. I'll get you some more.
It's Roy's Valentine present.
He won't mind. Is he coming over tonight?
Yeah. We'll watch the street, then about 8:10 he'll yawn, have a big stretch and say, I know what you need, a trip down the pub.
Oh, it's better than stopping in, though.
That's what he says. What are you wearing?
I haven't decided.
Not the hooker's gear.
Why not?
In this weather. Anyway, he's married.
So what?
He knows what's there, love. He's got a kid, a mortgage, the latest fly mow. Oh, here, let me do that. Do you want coconut?
Oh, no. You know, Julie, I've always thought I was destined for something more in life. I mean, shorthand secretary's all right, but only as far as it goes.
Keep over.
Ow, watch me eyes. No, don't get me wrong. It's not just the bright lights and the clothes and the restaurants. Any girl can get that. Oh, it's the classy bit I'm after. I want a file of facts. Weekends on a health farm. And a white poodle that fetches me pipless grapes in the jacuzzi.
Ilsa, I'm home.
Daddy!
How's Lucy?
I've nearly done it.
The jigsaw? What about your homework?
Hours ago. Come and see. I wanted to finish it before you got home.
Today?
Oh, you're not kidding.
Piece with the hand and the sword I can't get. The colours are all the same.
All Rembrandts are like that.
It's a Goya, silly.
Oh, I'm absolutely shattered. Fancy a drink, love?
White wine would be nice. Finish that up later, darling. We're going to eat in a minute.
Aww.
Go upstairs and wash your hands.
Don't do anything for me. I've still got an appointment.
I know.
It's that bloody Bradford thing again. Bloody Japs. Why the hell they have to do their business at night beats me. Bloody expense accounts. You better leave out the Alka-Seltzer.
Microchips for computer games made in Okinawa. Has that got anything to do with the world title?
What?
The world title.
I don't understand.
And Mr. Strudwick rang. Hurricane H. Strudwick, I think he called himself. Mean anything to you?
Oh, that world title.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
And before you say anything else... Methodical John is still allowed out for a game of snooker. What he's not allowed to do is drink his way through endless pints of lager on an empty stomach, so you can just wait till this is ready. Get that, will you? I'm serving up the... Lucy!
Hello?
Is that methodical John Jackson, the ex-champion of the world?
Hello, Brian.
Hey, look, mate, it's pissing down here. Do us a favour and pick me up.
Actually, I've been thinking...
That tip went this afternoon, and by the time I've glued on a new one and found it into shape, I'll be late.
I see.
Well, you wouldn't take advantage of it, mate, would you?
Would I just?
Good. Now, don't forget the DJ. The match room's booked for 8, so as long as you're here by 2:15, we'll be fine, OK?
Right.
See ya.
Lucy! There you are. Lamb chops, potatoes, leeks and peas. And your favourite custard tart to follow.
Oh, dear. It's not an easy one, but it is a chance for Alex.
It's only me.
Hi, Dad.
What are you doing?
Shh. New tip.
Sorry. How's he doing?
Oh, it's just started.
Oh.
Bow.
Should have kept his head still.
Oh, just wait till he warms up.
Oh, nay, lad, mark my words. That one's an has-been. I've seen him come and I've seen him go and he's gone.
Maybe some, but not Alex.
Oh, wouldn't have stood a chance against Joe Davis.
Who?
Now there's a game. If you want to see real skill, watch the billiard players.
No one plays billiards. It went out years ago.
Walter Lindrum. There was an artist if ever I've seen one.
Paint, did he?
He'd make mincemeat of any of your modern-day players.
Yeah, not Alex, he wouldn't.
Before the war, 1932 or thereabouts, I saw him make a break of over 4,000 against Joe Davis. Only took a couple of hours.
Wow. I can't bring myself to tell me, Dad. Well, not yet, anyway. You can't expect a parent to understand these things. Well, not without a lot of explanation. Well, it's the old genetic thing, you know. Chromosomes. No, I'm confident that he wouldn't take kindly to the news that his sacred sperm had begat not a second-generation Strudwick, but a hybrid Higgins.
Your mum's worried about you.
Yeah, what's new?
Well, you know what they're like, son. She says you're drifting.
She's been saying that since I was 10 years old.
I know, but you're 30 now. You can see her point.
Well, she just have to be patient. That's all it's about. She'll soon change her tune when I buy her a bungalow.
Now, where's that coming from?
When I turn pro.
Oh, I see.
You will.
Ambition's a good thing, Brian. You need it. Everyone needs it. But are you sure snooker's the right thing for you? I mean, are you sure you're good enough?
It all takes time, Dad. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Oh, I know, but it was built by craftsmen. People who knew what they were doing. Architects, stonemasons, best chippies in the world. They didn't build it on dreams. They knew what they were doing.
So do I.
Do you? Tell me, son, honestly, what's your highest break?
What's that got to do with it?
I don't know. Something I can tell your mum about. Throw her off the scent.
I can't remember.
Have you ever done a 147?
A maximum? Come off it. I only started last year.
A ton. Have you broken three figures?
Look, Dad, it's not about counting breaks. The only thing that counts is cue action. Getting it good enough to keep potting under pressure.
I see. What happens then?
Well, tournaments, of course. Television.
That easy?
Why not?
Because if it was, everyone would be at it.
They already are. Steve James, Mike Allert, Stephen Hendry. There's hundreds of them. Anyone can win at snooker. Look at Doug Mountjoy.
Well, they can't all win. Life's not like that. And I'm not talking about losers, either. Just ordinary folk. Decent people going about their own business, raising a family, paying a mortgage, doing a day's work for a day's pay.
Yeah, well, that's not for me.
But you've never tried it.
I have.
What, the estate agents? You only lasted a month.
Because I wasn't doing it for me. It's got to be something I want. Something I want to do, isn't it? Not for you or Mum. Life's not about keeping other people happy.
Okay, okay. I'm only trying to help.
But like I said, be patient.
Right.
If you really want to help, a few quid would be handy.
Look, I'd like to, son, but I promised you, ma'am.
Yeah, just a tenner, though. I mean, it's a big match. It's all the best kids in the country. Go on, Dad, you'll never know.
Important, is it?
Near to being televised as you can get. Ranking points. Agents will be there. They might even get Len Ganley down to referee.
Go on, then.
Rata.
Now, there's 15 there, but not a word, right?
Our secret.
I'd make it more, only we've got to go down the vets later, pick up Benji.
Still pull, is he?
Well, what can you expect at 18 with cancer and a broken hip?
It's definitely broken, then.
Vet reckons it just snapped with old age. Hairline fracture, according to the x-rays.
Poor old Benji. He'll be all right, though.
Of course he will. Take more than brittle bones to finish that one off. Best dog we ever had.
We?
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, your mum dotes on him.
If she had anything to do with it, we'd never have got him.
Later on, though, once she got used to the idea.
Benji's my dog, always has been. Hey, remember taking me to the kennels?
Christmas 1972.
Came straight up to me, he did. Chose me.
Oh, seems like ages ago.
Yeah. Pity about the hip. It hasn't been the same these last few years.
Oh, well, we all get old.
No, not Benji. He'll always be a pup as long as he lives.
Yeah. Stop my new dinner, Jack.
Oh, just this once, please.
Well, what's wrong with the old one?
I can't wear that. It's years out of date.
But this is for special occasions. How can I take your mum dancing with her pockets all gunged up with chores?
I'll look after it, I promise.
Well, you better.
And if you're not satisfied in the morning, I'll take it straight down the cleaners.
You do that.
I will. And what's more, first tournament I win after turning pro, I'll buy you a brand new one. Shoes, cummerbund, the lot. Well, you can't say fairer than that, can you?
How long's she going to be?
What?
I said, how long are you going to be with that air? The street's on in a bit.
Don't mind him, Shaz. You carry on.
Oh, it'll do.
She looks like a bloody fairy on a Christmas tree.
Do you mind, Roy?
What have I said now?
Take no notice, love. I'm sure you look very nice.
Are you sure?
Of course. You'll go down a treat in an artist's bistro.
I'm sure the garter didn't pinch last time I wore it. The things we put up with. Still.
Hey, up. There's a Ford pulling up across the street.
The green?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the football doing? Having to share coverage with the World Snooker Highlights.
Oh my God. Quick, love, right. Get in there and change. What's the matter? We're in a bloody dinner suit.
A snooker hall?
There is a bar, and we do sandwiches and things. Only for an hour or so, I promise.
And then I'm for a pint and a game of darts, I suppose. Who the hell do you take me for?
I told you, it's a mistake.
I don't care if it's a bloody holocaust, I am not going to a snooker club.
Look, love, I'm sorry, I completely forgot.
But why couldn't you put it off?
It's a scheduled match. You can't not turn up for a fixture like this. It's unthinkable.
Ha! Just look at me! I'm dressed up like a dog's dinner.
And very nice you look too.
Don't try to soft-talk your way out of it. Candlelit tete-a-tete amongst the artists. I feel like going straight home.
Don't talk like that. I'll make it up to you later.
How?
I don't know. We'll think of something.
What about the bistro?
Don't be silly. I've had to cancel, haven't I?
Well, you can get straight back on the phone and rebook.
What about dancing? A nightclub? Something like that?
You said good artistic conversation over a delicious meal.
All right, you can have a nice cheese sandwich as soon as we get there. Just to keep you going. Then I'll take you to a nice chip shop. And then we'll go dancing.
Have you already eaten?
Of course not. I'm taking you out, aren't I? Hey, up. He's waiting at the doorstep. Do you mind getting in the back door?
You what?
Go on, it's not far.
Oh, God.
Who's this?
Alex, meet Sharon. Sharon, Alex. Go on, love. Over you, yeah?
I must need my head seen, too.
Don't mind her. She's a bit upset. That's it, love. Right up against the door. Make way for the queue.
Ow!
Hey, watch it. That's a new tip.
Right. All settled. We're off. Were you running late, Brian?
Not too bad.
Nearly there.
Hang on, I thought you were Alex.
That's right.
But he's just called you Brian.
Slip of the tongue.
Oh.
Shall I tell her?
My name is Alex Hurricane Strudwick.
Hurricane? Were you born in a storm?
Like Hurricane Higgins.
Who?
The snooker player. Surely you've heard of Alex Higgins.
Oh, him.
Oh, him. Listen to him. He's only the greatest snooker player of all time.
Alex is the name Brian plays under. His stage name. Got it?
You mean he pretends to be someone he isn't?
It isn't a joke.
Who are you, then?
Right, then, let's go. Oh, one thing, love. They don't really like women in here. You're allowed, it's all right. But don't take no notice if you get a few strange looks, OK?
Just make it quick, that's all I ask.
Come on, let's get on with it.
What are you doing, Anne?
Mm-hmm.
I said, what are you doing?
Nothing.
I know that. Why are you looking over my shoulder? You're on the lookout.
What do you mean, Ilse?
Just keep still and kiss like somebody normal.
Suppose he comes back.
I've told you, he's playing snooker.
I know, but suppose it's rained off, or what if Lucy comes down?
She'll call if she wakes up.
Are you sure?
Of course I am. Mm. Now relax, will you? Go on, take your time.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, won't that look suspicious if it comes to a confrontation?
Confrontation?
Jealous husbands can get very nasty.
Are you going to take that off or do I have to rip it from round your neck?
All right, all right. There. Is that better? Right. How about a drink?
Right, love. What are you having?
Campari lemonade.
Brian? Alex?
Pint. I'll just go and check the table.
Grab that table over there, and I'll bring them over.
Oh. What's this, then? Come dancing?
Don't start, Sid. Am I enough trouble already?
No, don't tell me. You're comparing a quiz show on the telly. Sunday night at the Palladium.
Very funny.
Blankety blank.
What's so unusual about a DJ in a snooker club?
Round here. Come on then, what are you having?
£2.
So, night off from the wife, eh?
Well, you know.
Wish I did.
If my Belle got a sniff of the extra mural, she'd clobber me for the lot. Still, doesn't stop you thinking about it, eh?
No.
Mind you, if I did partake of the forbidden fruit, I wouldn't bring her down here. Here we go. Anything else?
Yeah. Campari and lemonade.
Sorry, mate. Teachers, Bells, Mackenzie's, a southern comfort.
Oh.
Look, I've got some leftover wine from last week's ladies' night.
What?
I know, it's that bloody new committee pandering to public demand. Do you want some?
Yeah, go on.
Hey, the complaints I've had from members. Women should not be allowed. They've called an emergency meeting of the player subcommittee to protest. Friday night at 8, if you can make it.
I'll be there.
There you go, she'll love that. Leap, Frau Milch. Goes with the twin set and pearls.
Shh, she'll hear you. Ooh,
with that ferret round her ears.
What's that?
2.50.
Here we are.
What's this?
Sorry, love, they'd never heard of the stuff.
Wine?
Give it a try. It's French.
Oh, it's horrible.
It can't be.
It's off.
Here, let me try. Unusual, I'll say that for it.
Oh, never mind, I'll get me over.
No, you won't. For you, darling, tonight, nothing but the best. How about a nice scotch?
Oh, go on, then.
Table will be 5 minutes. They're on the yellow.
Your pint's on the bar.
Right.
Blimey, 2 penguins in one night.
This wine's off, Sid. Can you change it for a southern comfort?
You sure?
Oh, come on, mate. You already sold the bottle once. You can't expect a profit on the leftovers a week later.
Suit yourself.
Right. Best of 9, loser pays, OK?
Best of 9? You must be joking, son. Best of 3 and that's it.
Best of 3?
There we go. Another 80p.
Right.
Well, because she's here.
Shut up, she'll hear you. There you go, Sid.
So the final of the Connie Francis Classic, the world title, becomes a 3-game farce just because of that donut? Look, give over, mate. We made the rules at the start. Tonight's the final and you're playing.
All right, but not 9 frames.
Did someone mention Connie Francis?
Come on, John.
No.
7.
3. You're going to win anyway, so why drag it out?
Anything can happen in the best of 3. It's not a proper test.
Can I have a drink?
Coming up. 3 and think yourself lucky I turned up.
I love Connie Francis.
Oh, not you as well.
What's the problem?
Him.
Oh, got his mind on other things, has he?
Tell me, Sid, is there a full moon tonight?
You having a match, then?
If you can call it that. Who ever heard of a world title best of 3?
Oh, I see. In a bit of a rush, is he?
More of a controlled skid.
Spend the night in Bradford?
Why not? I know this really nice motel. Colour TV. Fitted carpets, clean sheets. It's like something out of Dallas.
What about me?
Well, I need a personal assistant.
And the report?
Oh, yeah, I've forgotten about that. We could park down the road from my house, catch Linda before she gets there.
Thought of everything, haven't you?
Like I said, tonight, nothing but the best.
Shut up and listen for a change. As you put it, tonight's the night when you're going to turn Sharon Arkwright into the Hallelujah Chorus. You brought me to a snooker club. People are staring at me as if I'm some kind of a freak. I'm drinking whiskey, which I don't like, and I'm starving hungry. Now then, I don't know who or what you take me for, but if your idea of a choir of angels is a one-night stand in Bradford, you can get lost.
Did I say just one night?
Oh, look, when can we go?
Like I said, as soon as possible.
Can't you start now?
Right away, love, we're just sorting out the details. Ken!
Ta-da!
Kenson, I thought you ran late.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Crucible Theatre Sheffield, where tonight we bring you the climax of the season, the final of the World Professional Snooker Championships. Right, who's buying?
Another pint, Sid.
What do you think of that, then, eh? Hey, Ted Lowe, eat your heart out.
You haven't met Sharon, have you?
Who?
Over there.
Oh, hello, love.
Hello.
What's she doing here?
Don't ask.
I won't. It's against the rules.
There you go, Ken. This bag yours.
Yeah, give it here. Right. Feast your eyes on this. There you go. The Connie Francis Cup.
Bit small, isn't it?
Why's it got a man playing golf on the top?
Yeah, well, I thought you'd notice that. Well spotted. The snooker trophies were twice the size and 3 times the price, so we're making do. It's what you call an idiosyncrasy, like the Ashes or the Oscars.
To think this establishment's playing host to the inauguration of the Connie Francis World Championships. What an honour.
That's what I thought, Sid. And you can't have a title without a trophy. So that's 2 quid from each of you, whenever you can afford it.
Can I have another one?
Of course you can. Sid, same all round.
Coming up.
I think we ought to get started, lads.
Hang about, hang about. That's not all I've brought. I have decided, on behalf of the World Billiards and Snooker Association, to come down here tonight to this prestigious venue and make sure that fair play is not only done, but is seen to be done. And to that end, and for the benefit of our millions of viewers and listeners, I've been out and I've bought these.
Oh, great!
White gloves?
Symbols, my dear. To you, a pair of ordinary mittens you might wear to a wedding. But to us, these mean authority. They mean order. A fair fight under the Queensberry rules. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. Len Ganley.
Right, let's get on with it. Best of three, world title.
You what?
You asking?
Have I come to the right place or what? Best of three? This is the methodical John Jackson versus Alex Hurricane Strudwick game for the undisputed championship of the world.
Shh! People will hear.
Hear? Hear? There's millions out there sitting in their armchairs, tuning into the battle of the century. The grinder versus the hurricane. Best of three? You've got to be joking.
It's all been fixed, so let's get on with it.
Come on, Ken. It's no use. I've tried.
Not Ken. Len. And to you, it's Mr. Ganley, OK?
Yes, Mr. Ganley.
Well, that's better. Now, come on, help me set up. Hey, camera test in 3 minutes, Grinder, or I'll duck you a frame.
So, Grinder Jackson, is it?
Only once a week.
A night in the town with Grinder Jackson. What more could a girl ask? Do you bring all your victims down here, or have I been selected for special punishment?
It's got nothing to do with that sort of thing. If you must know, the Grinder's Cliff Thorburn.
The well-known poet?
No, the Canadian snooker player. He plays slowly and wins by grinding down the opposition. Like me.
Well, do me a favour, and just for tonight, put your grinder away and get on with it!
Oh, I'm sorry, Ilse.
It's all right.
Nothing like that's ever happened before.
Must be getting old.
Don't joke about it.
I wasn't.
Nothing to laugh about. Comes as a shock to a bloke.
Don't worry about it.
It's all right for you.
Is it?
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah. Do you want some vino?
No, not just now.
You won't tell.
Tell who?
Well, I don't know anyone.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Good. Maybe I've been working too hard in the gym. I wonder if muscle building affects your performance.
I wouldn't have thought so, Alan.
Oh, I don't know. The body's a delicate mechanism. Developing all this extra power could have interfered with the hormones.
Don't you think there could be another reason?
Like what?
Your age.
I'm not old.
I never said you were.
You did.
All I'm saying is, you're not exactly a toy boy.
48's not old.
I never said it was.
Good.
And you have had quite a lot to drink.
What's that got to do with it?
It can cause temporary impotence.
Impotence?
Right, Lucy.
Impotence? I'm not impotent.
I never said you were.
It's the weights.
All right.
There's obviously a price to pay for developing the perfect body.
If you say so.
I do. I mean, look at Ben Johnson. All the great athletes experience side effects when they're in training. Where's my fags?
Over there.
Good. Shall we open another bottle?
Why not? Corkscrews on the sideboard.
Right. Did I ever tell you I played for Lancashire?
No.
I must have done.
I don't think so.
Well, I did. Tight head prop. Lancashire against Middlesex.
Oh.
1958. The under-16s counties cup.
Oh. Did you win?
Did I? 28-0? Oh.
That sounds good.
Good? It was bloody marvellous. I'd have played for England if it hadn't been for the injury.
And introducing, from Manchester, first time in a world final, but internationally famous to anyone who knows anything about snooker, I give you Methodical John the Grinder Jackson. And in the blue corner, also from Manchester, holder of the all-time world record for the highest break in any event, a phenomenal 31, recorded in this very room against Terence Braithwaite, I give you Alex the Hurricane Strudwick. And your referee for tonight, yours truly, Mr. Len Ganley. Right now, gentlemen, come on now, shake hands, pose for the cameras, buy the trophy.
Come on, let's get on with it.
Shush!
tomorrow's back page headlines.
Each of us should have one hand on the cup.
Good thinking, Alex. Holding it above your heads, giving it the hungry look that says each one of you's going to win.
Come on, Grinder, savour the atmosphere.
Come on. There's no bloody cameras, no audience, so let's get started.
One more remark like that, Jackson, and I'll have you up before the WPBSA on a charge of bringing the game into disrepute.
Well said.
I meant it, Jackson. You've already reduced this showcase event into a three-frame farce. If you don't cooperate in the preliminaries, it's a yellow card. Right, good man. Get your little finger into that handle and hoist it up there. Well done. Now hold it. Right, now we can begin. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to the Crucible Theatre, the world final for the Connie Francis Cup, best of three frames. Hurricane Alex Strudwick has won the toss and will break. Thank you.
And the auditorium hushes as Alex, the red-hot favourite, takes up the white, slips it delicately into his mouth and licks it clean. He takes off his fedora, the genius of the green bays, the hungry-looking, haunted hurricane, the people's champion, placing the ball now, looking to make the perfect break, running right-hand side off the third ball of the triangle. He settles over the table.
Foul stroke, methodical John Jackson, four.
You haven't been here before, have you?
No, it's a premiere.
A what?
Premiere. First night of a horror movie at the Odeon.
Oh.
Tell me, Sid, because I don't understand. What's all this about?
What's what all about?
Everything. This place, the Grinder, the Hurricane, the people I'm with.
What about them?
It's like I've walked into a madhouse.
Oh, they're enjoying themselves.
Are they?
Of course they are. Bad luck on you. But then it always is. That's why we don't get many women down here. They don't belong, and they know they don't belong, so they stay away.
But why all the pretense? It's like grown-ups playing cowboys and Indians. You be the baddie and I'll be the goodie. Snooker cues at 10 paces.
You should think yourself lucky. There's one bloke comes down here who thinks he's Frank Bruno. Doesn't look anything like him. He's a chink. But ask him something, anything you like, and all he ever says is, "Know what I mean, Harry."
This southern comfort's quite nice.
It's a lady's drink. Velvet smooth. Goes with your outfit.
Don't you think so?
Certainly. Amber nectar and a corny stole. Sitting there on that stool with that glass in your hand and the pink fingernails, you look like Joan Collins.
You're kidding.
Cross me heart.
I wonder.
What?
Why some people have to see themselves as someone else? Someone famous. I mean, what's wrong with Sharon Arkwright?
Nothing from where I am.
Hey, do me a favour, Sid.
Anything you like.
Say it.
What?
My name. Sharon Arkwright.
Sharon Arkwright.
Again.
Sharon Arkwright.
Sounds all right to me.
Of course it does. It's a nice name, Sharon.
It is when you say it.
I've always liked Sharon. It's got class.
Do you think so?
Oh, yes. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Oh, I like that. A rose by any other name. Hey, you're a bon poet.
Only in a minor capacity.
Well, what about Arkwright?
Ah, that's special, that is. You know where it comes from, don't you?
No.
It means you're distantly related to Noah. You know, like a wheelwright makes wheels, and a shipwright makes ships. And Arkwright is a maker of arcs.
Fancy that.
Aye. Sharon Arkwright. The names belong to each other like pie and chips. Someone not like your name, is that it?
No, it was what you said just now, saying I look like Joan Collins. It made me think, that's all.
Hey, I didn't mean to upset you.
You didn't?
I wouldn't upset you over the world.
I know that. When people say you look like her or you remind me of him, that's fine, I understand that. It's when they say, I am Alex Higgins or I am Frank Bruno. That's really kidding themselves that they're someone famous. And doesn't that worry you?
I don't get you.
Well, take that bloke John's playing snooker against. His name's Brian Wright. But if you don't call him Alex, he just looks at you as if you're potty.
He's got a screw loose.
They're all at it. Pretending to be someone important. I mean, what's wrong with being ordinary like everyone else?
And welcome back, live to the Crucible, where the news is sensational. An anticyclone in the form of Grinder Jackson is blowing the hurricane way off its intended course. Jackson has simply stunned Strudwick with consecutive breaks of 11, 14, and just now, a phenomenal 12. And now, with the score at 45-9, it's Strudwick at the table, looking at an easy straight black. Yes, yes, he's going for the pot.
Full stop, methodical John Jackson, 7.
Just wait till you taste this.
I hope you're not doing anything complicated.
Just a bit of this and a bit of that.
Couldn't find any pickled onions.
I don't eat pickled onions.
Oh, never mind. There's some brown sauce on the table. We'll make do, eh?
I thought you said that this speciality of yours was a veritable feast à la belle française.
Oh, everything I do is a veritable feast. Or haven't you noticed, eh?
Alan, how long have we known each other?
Well, I don't know. A month?
3 weeks. And in that 3 weeks, how many times have we spent an evening together?
Three or four.
Two. Once at the Shangri-La Bed and Breakfast guest house when you went out for a takeaway, and tonight. So I've yet to sample the delights of your culinary expertise.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Oh.
You're probably mixing me up with somebody else.
Oh, Ilse, do I detect a hint of sarcasm?
What on earth makes you think that?
Just checking.
No, it's been a wonderful evening. Soft music, romance, thunder and lightning. What more could a girl ask?
And the wine.
Oh, yes. Mustn't forget the Hirondelle. Pity it's all gone.
What, already?
I've just poured you the last glass.
Well. Well, well, well. Have I got a surprise for you?
Not another one.
Always keep a spare in the boot for an emergency.
Quite the Boy Scout, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Being prepared's one of the maxims of my life. It's the secret of success in everything I've done. Onwards and upwards from the time I left school. Not a moment wasted planning for the future. Stores clerk. Head of storage. Checkout counter. Number one till operator. This year, assistant under manager. Next year, ta-da! Who knows? Oh, I'm ambitious, Ilse. You might have noticed. With Europe coming up, there's no end to my prospects at the megastore. But that's not everything in life, I know that. And that's why I'm currently giving serious thought to diversifying my interests. You know what that means, don't you?
What?
Setting up a business.
Oh.
That's what the past 20 years has been about. Getting the experience, preparing myself for the final assault to millionaire status. There you are, you see, that word again. Preparation. Learning by other people's mistakes. No, when I set up a chain of exclusive French pizza bars, I'll have done my homework. I'll make my strike while the iron's hot. Look, are you getting a cold?
Sorry?
Here, look, here. Give your nose a good blow on this.
Can you smell burning?
Oh, my God!
What is it?
The chips! Oh,
my God.
I'm annihilating him. The hurricane's been reduced to a warm breeze.
Is it clean in there?
The lavvy?
Yeah.
Of course it is. Why?
I want to go.
How can't you cross your legs?
No, I can't. I don't feel too good.
So what do you expect me to do about it?
You'll have to clear it out and stand guard while I'm in there.
I can't do that.
Oh, God.
A word in your ear, John. There you go, love. Get that down you.
Oh,
what's
no.
up? Crisis. I'll tell you some, it will destroy him if you win.
What are you talking about?
The lad's about to flip. I can see it in his eyes and his old makeup.
Oh, come off it.
I mean it. All this Hurricane Alex stuff. It's not a joke. The poor sod believes it. Look at him. Got no money, no job, no nothing. He's even wearing his dad's DJ. He's locked himself up in a little dream world where he thinks he's Alex Higgins' superstar. If you go and beat him, just think of the consequences.
If that's his attitude, he shouldn't play.
I know that, you know that, but try telling him.
All's I know is that Sharon here and me are trying to have a night out. It's the best of three. I'm one up and I want to get it over with as quick as possible. That means I'm going to try and finish it 2-0, right?
You idiot!
I'll get the fire brigade!
For heaven's sake, close the door!
Telephone! Where's the telephone?
In there!
What?
Oh, there's a payphone round the corner.
Right!
Well, go on then, run, damn you. I was in the garage.
What'll you do?
I'll get Lucy down for a start.
Good thinking.
I'll take her next door. You call the fire brigade, then disappear. All right.
Roger. Have you got a brolly I can borrow?
Just go!
Are you ready, then?
Sorted it out.
Sorted what out?
The technical error in the Hurricane's cue action.
You mean my cue action?
I thought you and the Hurricane were the one and the same person.
Leave it out, John.
Leave what out?
You know.
I was only making a polite inquiry as to the true identity of the opposition. Nothing wrong with that, is there?
If you knew anything, you'd have noticed that Alex Hurricane Strudwick and Alex Hurricane Higgins are as alike as two peas from the same pod.
Oh, is that so?
Every move we make, every gesture, every shot, we are one, and I am Alex.
Oh, I see.
No, you don't. You don't see anything, John. I mean, to you, saying you're Grinder Jackson's just a joke. You know, a bit of a laugh on a night out with a few dozen lagers and a bird in tow.
I've got a name, you know.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that you shouldn't use the Grinder's name in vain.
Oh, and why not?
It's blasphemy.
Oh, but it's all right for you to be the Hurricane.
I am the Hurricane.
This is crazy.
Only because you're not taking it seriously.
How can you say I'm not taking it seriously when I am the one that's winning?
Oh, anyone can fluke a frame.
Do you know, Brian, I'm beginning to wonder about your sanity.
Who is this Brian he keeps talking to?
You prick!
Oh, dear, he really is getting confused, isn't he? There's no Brian stood here, John, unless you're seeing ghosts.
I'm wasting my breath.
No! As if I was playing the real Grinder, the great Cliff himself, then I'd have cause to be worried, but as it is...
So how's the cue action, Alex?
There's nothing to sort.
I thought you had been practising life.
No, just bedding in a new tip.
Sucked it up, have you?
You'll see.
Is that a threat?
Consider it a promise.
You really think you're going to win?
I know I will.
Right!
Right!
Now you've done it. I was going to let you take this match, but now you're in for a pasting.
Well, whenever you're ready, Grinder Thorburn.
Sharon, be ready to leave in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, you. The tea break's over.
Like a lamb to the slaughter.
Ken!
Yeah, I'll be right with you.
Oh, God. You're not joining them?
Aye, in a bit.
Surely they can't start without the official referee.
Oh, they'll manage.
Oh, like that, is it?
No, I'll go back when I'm ready.
Good. You can do us a favour. Go in there and see if it's empty.
The lavvy?
Yeah.
What for? Oh.
Well, go on then.
Right.
Anyone at home? All clear. Hey, how long are you going to be?
God, I don't know.
Right, don't worry about a thing. Ken's in charge.
Well, that's very comforting.
I'll stand and play the fruit machine. No one shall pass, you can be sure of that.
Well, better not.
Watch out for the puddles, Chuck.
Little cracker, that. You taking it over, are you?
Maybe. Haven't decided.
Wouldn't mind having a go myself.
Lovely shape on it.
She's not an it, Sid. She's a she.
You know what I mean. Gone for a leak, eh?
That's right.
Think I might splash the boots myself.
You stay put till she's finished.
Only why did you walk?
Good.
Now, if it wasn't for my bell, I'd be in there.
Yeah, of course you would.
Too right. Chatted me up earlier on. All over me like a rash she was. Said I reminded her of Olive... what's his name?
Twist.
Reed. Thought it was his spitting image she did.
Fancy that. Bloody hell!
Four bars, you jammy pillock. I'll fetch a bucket.
They just fell in. I didn't have to do a thing.
£100.
I'll need a bodyguard to get out of here.
Wow. You don't fancy going out for a meal, I suppose.
When?
Tonight.
Great idea. Hey, the four of us can make it a celebration for whoever wins the Connie Francis Cup. So long as John doesn't mind us tagging along.
I meant now.
What? Now?
Yeah.
What, you and me?
Why not?
Just the two of us alone.
That's right.
What about John?
What about him?
Won't he wonder where you've gone?
He might.
Yeah, he might. No, I can't.
Of course you can, if you want to.
Want to?
Well, you might not fancy a night with me on your own.
I tell you what, tomorrow I'll take you to this Italian place I know, the Bernie Inn.
The offer's exclusive, now or never. Oh, well?
I can't leave now. I mean, what would it look like? Referee abandons world title in mid-session.
To rescue a poor girl from starving to death.
Oh, hey, if that's your problem, I'll get Sid to make you a sarnie.
Oh, forget it. Forget I said anything.
No, 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 it's no bother. Hey, Sid, round of cheese and pickle for the lady.
You big sissy.
You the owner?
Yes.
Get that pump round side.
Right, go.
Anyone in there?
No.
You're positive?
Yes.
Any pet?
No.
Not even a budgie?
No. Is it bad?
Now, don't worry about the thing. Well, we'll soon have it out. We'll have that window out, Ron. Get the pump right in. How'd it start? TV blob?
It's in the kitchen. I was frying chips. There's no need to touch the lounge.
Got to get in there, ma'am. Quickest way is the only way in, long run.
What's wrong with the front door?
I'll do that as well. One pump there, one pump through front window, one pump round the back. We'll soon have it under control. Danny, up through bedroom windows, just in case.
Mrs. Jackson?
Yes.
Anyone in there?
Clear running, officer. Leave it to us.
You sure?
There was just my daughter and me. She's tucked up in bed, next door but one.
No in-laws, grannies, grandads, what have you.
It's all been ascertained, officer. The place is completely empty, devoid of all living matter.
Dogs, cats, budgies.
Nothing.
Right. We'll park up and leave it to you, then.
Ah, there's another pump on its way.
Understood. We'll take over traffic control. Give them a clear run in.
Ah, thanks. So, chip fire, eh? Lady like you ought to know better than leave chips unattended.
Yes.
Ilsa!
What are you doing here?
I brought you a brolly.
I told you to bugger off.
I know, but...
Well, go on then.
Look, I wanted to say, don't worry about a thing.
Don't worry. Look at my house.
I know, but the insurance will pay for the damage. I'll even help fill out the forms.
Do me a favour, Alan. Disappear.
Oh, of course. Just as long as you're happy. Now, here's the brolly. Keep it as long as you want. I'll ring you, okay? Good night.
A neighbour.
Not my business, love.
Here. You want to share this brolly?
No, don't mind the water in this business, love. We're used to getting wet.
Of course. You're well dressed for it.
All part of the job.
Yes.
Danny, don't be such a fairy. Get in there.
Right,
sir. Oh, you're on your own, are you?
Thank you, pardon.
Well, no husband to redecorate.
I happen to be very happily married, thank you.
Oh, are we on business, is he?
No, we'll be back later.
In for a bit of a surprise, isn't he?
What do you think?
You want my opinion, madam? I'd go as far as to say he'd be a trifle upset.
Oh, what gives you that idea?
Just a thought. Only we do have some off-duty firemen who do a very nice job on that mess. We'll send you a quote.
97, 98, 99. There you go. Amazing little machines, aren't they? You'd have thought it'd be one short or one over, but there she is. Exactly 100.
Right, I'll see what's in the till.
All right, then.
Fine. How's it going?
Nearly finished.
Oh, good.
Quick to side and then we're off. What happened to you, Len?
Sorry, son. Held up on business.
There you go. 20, 40, 60, 80,
100. He's won the jackpot.
Jammy bugger.
So I take it he beat you?
Not yet, he hasn't.
Won all?
Yeah. Why weren't you there? I needed you.
I'll do the decider.
You better. Oh, how's the stomach look?
Much better now, thanks to Kenny.
Oh, it's Kenny, is it? I see.
I bought her a sarnie.
What have I been telling you all night? You've got to eat. Keep your strength up.
It's good advice, that, Sharon.
If I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. Anyway, you're all right now, and that's what matters. I'll take you to a nice club I know, and we can discuss Bradford.
Where's the hurricane?
Setting up. I've just come for the drinks.
It's my shout, Sharon.
Oh, why not?
Same again, please, Sid.
Right.
Kenny says that all four of us should go out for a meal, celebrate whoever wins the cup.
Does he now?
Hang on a minute. I never said that, John.
Of course you didn't.
Well, don't you think it's a good idea?
You two don't want us round your necks all night.
Why not?
Because that's not the way it's done, right?
Not the way what's done?
It, you know.
What?
Social intercourse.
Exactly.
£5 for cash.
Right, take it out of that.
Sure you don't want to come and watch for a bit?
No, I'd rather stay here.
Good. You can act as a Sid. Get him to do you another sandwich.
Quiet now, please. Best of order. Final frame. Hurricane Alex Strudwick has won the toss and will break.
Shake hands now, gentlemen.
Best of luck, son. I don't need it.
Well done, lads. Now back to your corners. Let's have a good clean fight. May the best man win.
And the crucible is hushed as Hurricane Alex Strudwick prepares to break the pack in this, the deciding frame for the world title. At stake, £150,000 prize money, with commercial spin-offs, over £1 million.
Why, Alex?
But why did I choose to become Hurricane Higgins in preference to someone like, well, Steve Davis, or even Jimmy White? The answer to that question and my subsequent decision to become Alex has more than a little to do with a combination of fate and my interest in Chinese folklore, particularly the Chinese calendar. This Christmas I was given a very special present. I'd spotted it under the tree, neatly wrapped up, and almost certainly a book. In me mother's handwriting, the label had read, "To Brian, from one rat to another, love Benji." Well, now, me and the dog had always exchanged Christmas presents, so it was a family tradition, but we'd never been in the habit of insulting each other. So why was he suddenly calling me a rat? The answer was in the book, an anthology of Chinese folklore throughout the ages. Within it, I discovered that I was born in the year of the rat, 1960. And what's more, so was Benji, with him having been born in 1972. We were both rats, and we hadn't realised it. But what's that got to do with Alex? Well, 10 years ago, in April 1980, I happened by pure chance to find myself watching the great Hurricane being interviewed on the telly. It was the night before his famous world final with Cliff Thorburn, and the interviewer finished off by asking Alex who was going to win on the morrow. Bold as brass, Alex stared straight into the camera and delivered the immortal line, "You've heard about the year of the rat. Well, this is the year of the hurricane." Then he lost. But more than that, it was the start of a rivalry between the two of them. Someday, somewhere, somehow, that defeat had to be avenged. And then, this Christmas, as I studied Benji's book, it all became clear. I asked myself, why had Alex made a reference to the year of the rat? I looked it up. According to the calendar, 1980 was the year of the monkey. So I looked up Alex's birth date, only to discover that he was born in the year of the ox. Had he simply got his dates mixed up? Bang! It struck me like a bolt of lightning. Alex was no fool. He knew he'd have to wait a long time for the Wheel of Fortune to give him the chance for revenge, to beat Thorburn in the final for the world title. The reference to the year of the rat was a coded message to me. Alex knew that 10 years later, John would be the grinder and he would have become me, playing for that same sacred trophy. Well, that's what tonight's all about. Revenge with honour.
But to the hurricane, the man they call the people's champion, none of this matters. Just the status and the Connie Francis World Trophy. That's all that counts tonight. He prepares to break the pack.
One.
Eight.
Is it my go?
Not yet, son.
Oh.
You all right?
Feel a bit dizzy.
Shush, you two. Oh, sorry.
Yep. Quiet in the audience, please. Give the players a chance.
Never again, Sid. If this is his idea of a night on the town, then he can get lost, job or no job.
Give it a chance, love. As they say in the films, the night is young.
I should never have come. As soon as he mentioned snooker, I should have got out of the car and gone straight home.
But you didn't, did you?
You know why, don't you? Said I reminded him of Betty Davis. And like a fool, I believed him.
Betty Davis?
Yeah.
I like her.
Do you?
Oh, yes. When she were young, mind, not now.
Oh, I hope not. She's dead.
Lauren Bacall's more my cup of tea.
What do you think, then?
I've always fancied Lauren Bacall.
Do my eyes remind you of Betty Davis?
Of course they do. First thing I noticed about you, when you came through that door trailing that fur, I said to John, "Hey up, if that's not Betty Davis, I'll eat my hat."
You didn't.
I did.
Fancy that.
You know who they take me for, don't you? Go on, have a guess.
Oh, I don't know. Telly Savalas?
Telly Savalas, don't be daft. Humphrey Bogart.
Bogey?
Yeah. Can you see it?
Not really. Maybe if you put on a trilby.
I can do better than that. Close your eyes. Go on, close them. Right, now listen. Blue eyes. I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people
don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Someday you'll understand that.
Can I open them now?
Shh, I haven't finished. Here's looking at you, kid.
Is that it?
What do you mean, is that it? Humphrey Bogart lives. Rick's Barring, Casablanca. For a moment there, Sharon, just for a moment, you were Lauren Bacall.
Don't you mean Ingrid Bergman?
Kelly's Snooker Centre. Hang on a minute. It's for John.
Making hay while the sun shines. Welcome back to the Crucible Theatre, where the news is that Hurricane Strudwick now has a 20-point lead and there are only 36 points left on the table.
Well, keep the noise down, Ken. I'm trying to concentrate.
And now it's an easy brown with two reds over the pocket and the black on its spot. Who's to say the Hurricane won't take the title at this visit?
I don't believe it.
Bad luck, son.
Well, your fault, Ken. You're meant to be reffing this game, not broadcasting to the bloody nation.
Back to your seats, Alex. Let the maestro interclear up.
No. I'm claiming a respot from where I was on the brown.
You can claim all you like. It won't get you anywhere. Sharon!
Bloody
just in time to hail a new world champion.
Bad news, I'm afraid, and I don't know how to say it.
A sensation here at the Crucible as the audience storms the stage and holds up play.
Shut up, Ken. I demand to take that shot again.
Right. All those with houses not in flames, take one step forward. Jackson, stand still.
What?
Your house is on fire.
No kidding.
He's not.
I just have the brigade on the line. Ilse says your house is ablaze. And you have to come home immediately.
I don't believe you.
It's the truth, God's honour. We spoke to the chief fire officer.
Ah, someone's having you
on. He was ringing from outside your front door on a mobile phone. You could hear everything. Fire engines, men running up ladders, sounds like the Blitz.
Bloody hell. If this is a wind-up now...
It's not. He says that no one's been hurt, but the house is a bit of a mess.
That stupid bit. How on earth you managed to do that?
Well, sorry to call a halt on the proceedings. Who were winning?
You're not going, are you?
Of course I am.
What for?
What for? Who is this joker?
Oh, look, another 5 minutes and it's all over.
Here, look after the queue, mate.
All right, I'll give it you back next time.
Sorry about this, love. I'll make it up to you.
I hope everything's okay.
Yeah, are you all right to get back now?
Don't worry about me.
I'll take care of her, John.
There you go. Ken will run you home.
Are you sure?
It's no problem.
Right, I'll say cheerio. Sharon, here's the plan. Don't say a word. I'll go back, tell Ilse it's all over, file for divorce, pick up the deeds of the house, get the report from Linda, meet you back here at midnight. Have you got that?
No bistro.
Don't be daft. Wedding breakfast in Bradford.
Kippers?
Anything you like. Right. Right, I'm off. Look after it, Ken.
Yeah, okay, son.
See you around.
You'll be lucky.
Well, what happens now?
You can't do that.
You'll just have to replay next week.
For the world title? You can't walk out of the Crucible and expect to be asked back a week later.
No, I'm claiming it.
By default?
Yeah, I was going to win anyway.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Give him the cope.
What about John?
John doesn't deserve it. John doesn't deserve anything.
Right. By a majority decision, the cup's yours.
No. It's got to be done properly.
How do you mean?
A proper presentation. You know, like on telly.
Well, without a runner-up, it don't seem right.
I am not taking the world title without a proper ceremony.
All right, if that's what you want. Where's the mic? Right, Sid, you be the chairman of the sponsors. Sharon, you better be his wife. What's your surname?
Bogart.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, here to present the trophy and the cheque for £150,000, the chairman of our sponsors, Mr. Sid Bogart, and his lovely wife, Sharon.
It gives me great pleasure to award the Connie Francis Cup to Alex Hurricane Strudwick.
Yes. Richly deserved, my son. Richly deserved.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to say it was a good game. And methodical John Jackson was a worthy opponent. But someone had to win, and I'm glad it was me. I'd like to thank the sponsors for their support in the event.
My pleasure.
And of course, my own supporters for sticking by me through thick and thin.
Very good.
I'm off to the Far East tomorrow with the matchroom team, and after that, I'll be taking a holiday on a Caribbean island. But don't fret, I'll be back next year. So thanks again, and... well... it's just great.
Thank you. There you go. Right. That's it. That's it then, lads.
Anyone for a final drink then on Kev?
I'd best get back.
Right, I'll be right with you. Do you fancy a drink, chap?
Oh, not for me, Tar.
You sure?
Well, if I get a move and I can catch an 83.
Look after yourself then.
Always do.
Hey, and you look after that cup. Keep it polished. We'll be needing it again next year.
Will do. See ya.
Bye.
Right then. Looks like it's just you and me.
Yeah.
You fancy another drink?
No, not really.
Oh, you've had enough then?
Sort of.
Yeah. Do you really think I'm a sissy?
Don't know you well enough.
Well, I had to come and ref. You can see that.
Your choice.
I know, but be fair. If they hadn't been there waiting, I'd have gone off with you straight away. That's the truth.
Who do I remind you of?
What?
Who do I look like? Come on, get it right, and I'll let you take me out and drive me home.
About that, I'm afraid there's a bit of a problem.
Oh, don't tell me you're married with a kid and a house on fire.
Certainly not.
Good.
It's just, you know, John asked me to run you home.
Yeah.
I haven't got any wheels.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. There's always the bus.
Even so, you sure you want to go out with someone who hasn't got a motor?
I don't get you.
Well, you won't feel, you know, ashamed.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, ladies like men with flash cars, don't they? I mean, look at John.
My name is Grinder Jackson.
That's right, sir. Just blow into this.
What's that bitch doing here?
Stop yakking and blow, you little creep. Oh, hello, madam.
Is he under arrest?
What do you think?
Yeah.
I want to go to Bradford. Take me to Bradford.
That's better. Oh, yes. 3 times over the limit.
Is that all, officer?
That's the end of your motoring career for a few years, sunshine.
What now?
I'll take him back to the station for a blood test.
I want a divorce.
Then what?
You can collect him if you like.
See that burnt-out house there? That was ours.
Don't leave me, Sharon. I'll be there at midnight, just like I said.
Tell you what, officer. Put him in a cell.
Sharon.
Somewhere where he can dream away the rest of the night in real luxury.
With pleasure, ma'am.
Get off.
Come along, you.
Sharon, off like...
He's coming round for you later, isn't he?
He bloody isn't.
Well, that's what he said.
So what?
Well, he'll come, won't he? Expect him.
First you go on about not having a car, as if that makes you some kind of a freak. Now you're making out that I've got to do everything that Mr. Jackson just happens to feel like. Who do you take me for?
He is your boss.
So? Oh, look, Ken. I like you. Oh, I don't know. You're sweet. It'd be nice to go out with you. It really would. If only you weren't so dense.
You're the first girl that's ever said that to me.
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologise. I like it.
Being called dense?
No, the other bit.
Oh, well, it's true. You are nice.
I live with me mum, see? Then there's me milk round twice a day, and by the time everything's sorted out, I don't have time for girls.
So it seems.
Does it show?
A bit. How old are you, Ken?
34 in June.
Then it's about time someone took you in tow.
Oh, I'd like that. So long as it's you.
So where are we going then?
Anywhere you like.
Somewhere nice and cheap. Hey, I know. There's a great little Indian round the corner from my place.
Well, don't you want something posh?
And have your mum after me for spending your money? Well, not likely. Anyway, it'll be handy for my place. Afterwards.
Oh, you want an early night?
Oh, for coffee, silly.
Oh.
You are dense, aren't you?
No. You like coffee, that's your business.
I'm inviting you back. Coffee. Do I have to spell it out?
Oh, I don't like coffee.
Oh, come on. Oh, hang about. You haven't answered the question.
What question?
Who do I remind you of? It's someone famous.
Oh, I don't know.
You've got to get it or the meal's off.
Oh.
And the coffee. I'll give you a clue. The initials are BD.
BD? Oh, BD. Oh, I need a fag.
Oh, God. All right, then. I'll give you another clue. Right, put 2 of them in your mouth.
2? I thought you didn't smoke.
I don't. But do as I say.
Right.
Right, then. BD.
Brenda, Verrill, Bobby, Bridget, Barbara, Betty.
That's it, that's it. Right, you're nearly there.
Betty?
Dave.
Betty Davis.
Got it! Well done.
Betty Davis. Oh, fancy that.
Right, now, light the cigarettes. Both of them. Now, give one to me.
But you don't smoke.
Oh, Kenny! Don't let's ask for the moon. We have the stars.
Hello, son.
What are you sitting in the dark for?
Waiting for you.
It's way past your bedtime. You all right?
Switch the light on. How'd you get on?
Great. Where's Mum?
Upstairs. Did you win?
Of course I did. Look. The World Cup.
Why's it got a golfer on top?
Oh, don't ask me. It's the real thing. That's all I care about.
Maybe it's one of those funny traditions, you know, like the Ashes.
Probably. Oh, it was really great, though. It was fantastic atmosphere. Guess who I beat in the final?
Who?
The Grinder. Don't know who that is, do you?
Oh, sorry, I'm not up with the modern game.
Oh, that's okay. Cliff Thorburn.
What, you mean the Cliff Thorburn?
That's what I said.
Well, I've heard of him.
And we had Langanley to referee. Oh, I wish you'd been there, Dad. It was great.
You've done well, son. I'm proud of you.
I told you, didn't I? I knew I could do it, given the chance.
Yeah, and I was wrong to doubt you. I admit.
No, it was natural. If my own dad can't show concern, who else is there?
Yeah, sit down a minute, son.
Shall I put it on the mantelpiece?
Go on, then.
Well, the clock, though.
Careful, that's my retirement send-off.
Yeah, I know, but this has got to go in the middle, hasn't it?
Oh, over 100 people contributed to us. That's got memories.
Yeah, but this is the future. It's about all our tomorrows. You, me, Mam, it's a new start for us all.
Well, mind the lid. The hinge is broken.
Yeah, I'll stick it down here. Oh. Yeah, and the cup goes here. How's it look? The reflection in the mirror makes it seem much bigger.
Aye. Sit down now, son. There's something I've got to tell you. It's bad news, I'm afraid. Benji's no longer with us.
What?
He's dead. Passed away shortly after you went out.
Oh, I see.
Here, knock back this sherry. Doctor's been. Your mum's under sedation. It's not to be disturbed on any account.
How'd it happen? Was it peaceful?
Oh, yes. He couldn't have felt a thing. About an hour after you left, your man brought him back from the vets. He was tranquilised, of course, for the hit, but you know what he is. What?
Come on. What happened?
Well, we put him in the kitchen by the boiler. He was in his basket. The blanket was over him, and he'd eaten his dinner. Fillet steak. Got through it, no trouble. Your man thought he was asleep. She was doing the washing. She set up the clothes doors, like always, and hung the washing to dry, then started on the dishes. As soon as she turned her back, Benji leapt out the basket and tried to vault over the clothes horse. He made it, but died on landing. Impact shattered every bone in his body. Your mum tried to kiss her life, but it was no use.
Where is he now?
Laid out on the dining room table.
I want to see him.
Right. We'll go through. Light the candle, son. Shall I pull back the sheet?
I'll do it.
peaceful looking, isn't he? I'll make up a box tomorrow. There's some parquet flooring in the shed left over from the upstairs landing. We'll put him under the patio.
Do you know something, Dad?
What, son?
Look into his eyes. What do you see?
I don't get you.
He's smiling at us.
Well, he's a right to feel happy. 18's a good break for any dog.
Do you know what I reckon?
What?
He planned this tonight. When he jumped over that clothes horse, he knew exactly what he was doing.
Suicide?
I'd lay money on it.
Never. Benji had everything life's got to offer a dog. He'd no reason.
But he had! Don't you see? He did it for me.
For you?
Of course! That's why it had to be tonight. Just at the moment when I became world champion, he laid down the mantle in the best way he knew, leaving the path clear for my career. It's like passing on the Olympic torch.
But Benji never played snooker.
I know. But in everything else, he was the champion. He always had been ever since we were young together.
So you reckon?
For me. That's why he looks so happy.
Don't tell your mum any of this. We've never had a suicide in the family. It'd kill her.
We'll keep it to ourselves. I'm going up now.
Aye. Good night, then, son.
Night, Dad. And don't you fret now. Thanks to Benji's final sacrifice, there's going to be changes made round here. Yeah. I never really believed it till now. But now I know. This is the year of the hurricane.
The part of Alex Hurricane Strudwick was played by Stephen Tompkinson. Methodical John Jackson, Paul Angelus. Sharon Arkwright, Julia Ford. Sid, Brian Glover. Ken, Kenneth MacDonald. Ilsa, Joan Walker. Alan, Donald G. Frank Strudwick, David King. And Julie, Sue Broomfield. With Elizabeth Mansfield, James Green, Ben Onwukwe, and Dale Rapley. A Pocketful of Dreams was written by Stuart Carr and directed by Jane Morgan.